You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
My name is Josette from the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series with Kathy Patino, the mastermind behind Girl K. Her most recent release, titled My Future, is a pop album that tugs at your heartstrings with its vulnerable lyrics and has music that makes you want to dance and scream in the best possible way. So without further ado, welcome Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So you describe My Future as the black swan of your releases. This album has a stronger pop focus compared to your previous releases, which was more of an indie rock feel. So what led you to that sonic transition, and what have you been able to express more now that you've expanded your musical horizons?
Yeah, I definitely just had been listening to a lot more pop music in my life. For the longest time, I was very anti-pop. I don't know like where that drift happened, because I was raised on like Disney Channel people like Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato. Then indie rock kind of took over my life, and now it's like way more pop. Like I really only listen to like Sabrina Carpenter and Ariana Grande right now. I really like playing around with synths and like Logic to write my demos, and I just feel like it's allowed me to explore more of like what I could create musically, because there's only like so much I felt like I could do playing guitar and like staying in that indie rock vein.
How did you work through the way you wanted the album to sound? Because you have like such emotional lyrics, but then there's those moments where it sounds very heavy and like there's an ethereal feel to it. And then other moments there's like, you want to dance. It's just, it covers so many emotions, even in one song. And so how did you, like, what was the process like trying to cover that?
Yeah, I just really love a song with a beat, and I also really wanted to create atmospheres within the song. So I think just finding really cool sounds while working on these songs like really allows you to like identify moments and opportunities to like showcase them. But generally, like, I just like write a lot of songs, and then I feel like because they're all written with like within a certain era, or I have like a certain skill set developed, I'm, you know, thinking a certain way, like I feel like they all just end up working together because they are just encapsulating a moment in time for me.
I had a bad dream again. White walls filled with pens, waiting for me to draw.
But I read that you worked on the album for about 2 years. And so I wanted to know, what was the songwriting process like over that time, especially when you have like lyrics that are very personal and relatable, but you still want to get that feeling across?
Those 2 years specifically were very interesting, because one of those years I was like living back home with my parents. During that time, like that was probably the longest break I had away from like being in the music scene in Chicago since I was like 19. And it was like very isolating, and I felt like, you know, it would be over for me. And so that's a lot of like what drove like the inspiration behind these songs, along with like, you know, then I'm in the songwriting process, I'm writing the album, and I just have all these anxieties about like, will the album do well, or like, you know, will people like these songs, and just dealing with like stress that comes from wanting to make music. I don't know if it's like necessarily my dream to be like a famous musician, but just music itself is my dream. And I'm trying to like figure out like what that even means for me. But I think it is more so just becoming like, I just want people to hear what I'm making. I want to have fun making it. And I don't really care like how many people that is, but it's just like, if I can keep playing shows and stuff, like that would be really cool.
So I know you worked with Heartgaze on the album, and I was wondering, how did y'all connect and work on the album together and kind of get an idea of what you wanted the album to sound like?
I met Heartgaze Clem through a friend of mine, shout out Lolly, and a lot of like the people that she like introduced me to were like relatively like newer artists who I had not like heard of, but were like making a lot of like pop adjacent music. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I feel like I've only ever heard of like indie rock in Chicago, or like, you know, like singer songwriter type beats. And so then to like find like a pop community that was like really inspiring when I was also trying to like, you know, set a standard for the quality of like which I wanted this project to come out in. And Clem was still in Chicago and had the time and was like excited to work with me. And so we just like essentially over the course of like a couple of months, we're just sitting down at their apartment, and in like an hour they would have like a whole song fully like revamped. I just like really like unlocked my creativity in terms of like, I didn't know that it was possible to make something like this.
What song on the record kind of was the hardest to complete? Like, there was something where you were like, there's something in this song that I want to get across. And it took a couple of like trials to get through.
Definitely My Future and Bag Full of Rocks were the hardest songs to like complete production for. I knew My Future, I wanted to be like this really like big song, full like dancey pop kind of vibes. It wasn't like fully complete until my guitarist Kevin Shepherd added like some really sick like guitar chords on top of the chorus, and I was like, yes, this is what it needed. And then for Bag Full of Rocks, I really wanted that song to give like Caroline Polachek, and so with that I really wanted to create like a sense of like mystique and like really cool like percussive moments. So like that made me feel good that like it was on the right path already. But Clem definitely like added some more elements onto there, especially with like the vocal mixing, that really made it feel like full circle for me.
How did you realize that you wanted to make music for yourself and not for like in the moment and not for like the 8-year-old you know, who you were at your core?
Yeah, I think it's still something that I'm going back and forth about, because like, you know, I see like what's happened to like Chapel Roan or like Hemlock Springs, and I'm like, that would be so cool. And then at the same time I'm like, I don't like the music industry, like I don't really want to like do a lot that you have to do to like really like get out there. And it's also like hard, it's like, it's just like nothing is so black and white, you got to like play a game kind of. And I like get in and out of like wanting to do that grind. And I think just like because I've done Girl K since 2017, I'm just like at the point where I'm like, I need to take a second and like not do Girl K stuff, you know, see how I feel about like making music, because I'm not like feeding that like part of me that like needs to keep grinding for this dream, because I just like want some peace.
Well, I thought the album was a massive contribution to positivity in this giant blurb of chaos and negative things in the world. And I appreciate your work. And so I was wondering if there's anything else you want to let folks know about at home.
Yeah, just follow your heart. Don't feel like you got to follow your dreams. Like, I don't know, just don't take the word dreams too seriously, I guess. Like, just be a good person and do the things that make you happy and just be nice to other people.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This was an amazing interview. And thank you for listening to the Chirp Radio Artist Interview Series with Girl K.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.